get a permit and, you know.
Every inspection doesn't have to be in our purview, you know, I mean, there's entities that take care of all this. We always get into these discussions when somebody wants to do something, and what are they doing for septic? Not our problem, not our purview. Septic people deal with that.
So who doesn't deal with safety of a pool?
I don't know. I guess the insurance man.
Well, that's not an answer.
No.
There's nobody in the county of any authority.
No, there are no state regulations, really, is there?
Not a residential pool.
I don't know.
I can't think of any state regulations.
I had an insurance man at my place one time, walked the railings on my deck, read up, I'd jack him up. It's residential, third city, not 42.
Yeah.
Jack the insurance agent up or the fence up?
Yeah, they wanted me to make my railing 42 inches and residential's 36.
Boy, some of them are confused about that, though.
I think there is building code regulations statewide, but like I said, we don't regulate those.
So do we need a formal motion and all that good stuff for this?
If you want to pass it on to the county commission with a...
Anybody want to make a
direction?
Motion?
If you don't want to, you'd make a motion.
I'd make a motion and we're kicking out of this thing. I don't believe in adding more problems.
Well, this actually is supposed to take away some problems. They don't have to be permitted.
I mean, so we do it currently.
What I say. We don't have a problem. It's not our problem.
Well, right now they have to have a permit for a pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that makes it our problem. If we vote for this to support it, then we don't have to have a permit anymore.
About how many applications for a pool do you use?
So far this year, I've had at least three.
Three.
But I can tell you, when I drive around, I see quite a bit of pools that I have not permitted, and most of them are not next to the property line that I've seen. I mean, I wouldn't put one next to your property line, you also don't want to.
Kind of like your neighbor building a pond back there.
So your motion is to remove us being involved with the permit?
Well, Dave? Change this language right there.
It would change
the language to where, and I like how he's rewritten that, because over here it says you have to get a permit for all residential structures, all commercial office, and down here we just have the exceptions that any structure so designated by the planning and any structure designated, I mean, we're changing it around to where it reads a lot better. And then the residential in-ground, above-ground pools is a new addition where it's highlighted in bold. That's new verbiage. So, yes, that would be an exemption from the permitting process. As long as there's no structure involved with the pool. Deck or bathhouse or...
If there's any kind of structure, it's still be permitted.
Yeah.
Kind of for, you know...
So you've only had three permit applications this year?
Yep.
Yeah, about three, I would say.
It doesn't seem like a lot of a burden to have a permit for it. But we don't...
I'm still trying to understand your motion. So is your motion... To
follow the new rules as they're written there.
So to approve what's being presented is... Okay, so we got a motion. Do we have a second?
What was the motion?
To approve...
Change the verbiage.
What's being presented.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye. Opposed?
No, 2-4.
2-4.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Anything else?
Nope. We have a couple next month. We have one CUP and one rezone. So deadline was today. We'll have a couple next month. We haven't had a CUP for a little bit. So.
Yeah.
But other than that, nothing different.
All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Move second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.